Hi, this is Paul Evans. We're beginning a new series on membership sites. It's Labor Day here in the U.S. It's ironic since it's a day of rest. And although we've taken pretty easy around our place, rode my bike this morning for 10 miles, grilled some great hamburgers for lunch, but unfortunately, Stephen has football practice tonight, so I actually have to leave the house. I always seem to be thinking about business. So here's something for you in case you're thinking about business today as well. I want to show you something. Even if you've been getting emails from me from the past 7 years, there's one thing you've never seen from me. Now, besides a grammatically correct email, there's something else you've never seen. Any proof of income. Now, don't share this, usually, for 3 reasons. Number one, it's just tacky. Do you really care how much I make online? Well, you shouldn't. You should care about how much you make. Number two, it's manipulation. Most people use income as proof to convince people that they can do the same. Well, that's just unethical. Number three, it's private. I don't really want folks knowing how much I make. I'll have some hillbillies showing up at my door claiming to be kinfolk, and I ain't for that. However, since it's Labor Day, and I did absolutely nothing today to make the money that I'm about to show you, I just wanted to let you know what's possible and what could happen for you if you decide to start your own recurring revenue site. If you're at NichologyProfitLetter.com and you're looking under the membership category, part one, there is a link there for a screen capture. And what it shows is 20 receipts, and that's it. There's a next button at the top and the bottom of the image. It just means that there's more receipts on the next page. But for this example, let's pretend that there's not. After fees, this morning's receipts from this one site came to $188. Now, if you're looking at the image, don't be a clown and email me and say, Paul, one of the payments says pending. It's just part of the PayPal process. If somebody's paying by check, it takes a little bit longer. But let's pretend and limit each day's receipts just to this $188, even though it's more than that. For 1 month, the total would come to $5,640. That's not too bad, right? This particular site related to this income takes me about 30 minutes a week to maintain. That's it. The only thing I've done related to the site today is to check the receipts. That's the power of recurring revenue, and it beats selling ebooks one by one, I can tell you that. My good friend Kerry Wilkerson says that a recurring revenue site is as close as we can get as online entrepreneurs to a regular paycheck. Otherwise, we're starting from scratch each and every month. Now, to help you with your own subscription site, we're starting this new series. I'm going to share with you things that I've learned from operating revenue sites like this, recurring revenue sites. This will help you keep your subscription site going strong, and it'll help you start strong if you're just beginning. All right, here's the first thing you need to know. People are schedule-oriented. When you publish your content or training on a particular date each month or a particular day each week, people come to rely on it. They expect it. It gets locked in their brains, creates connection. Two things happen. First, it helps people remember when to check in. If you schedule your releases at the first of the month, then your members will automatically log in for the new material, and they'll be reminded of what a great value they're getting. At Nichology, I update every Tuesday. It's our highest member traffic day because our awesome folks know there's something new on that day. Each week's release is easily worth an entire month's membership. Second, committed people hate to leave someone who is just as committed as they are. This is a subscriber retention principle nobody talks about. When you become dependable month in and month out or week in and week out, you become a small constant in the lives of your people. Think about it. We live in a world of chaos, a world where it seems that few people keep their word, a world where politicians and leaders change their stories and their positions as often as a parent changes their infant's diaper. When you become predictably dependable, you get a priority position in your members' minds. Stay on schedule, and people will stay with you longer. Yes, it's simple, but most folks fail at this. So write down how often you are going to publish on your membership site. People are on a schedule, you need to be on a schedule. Next time we'll talk about how to price your membership. Now, as a little bit of a sales pitch here, Kerry and I did 4 hours of training last Friday on recurring revenue, and it's only $97 until tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then it goes to $147. So if you're interested in looking over that offer, even if it's long past this recording, go to DIYMarketingSuccess.com, DIYMarketingSuccess.com/ recurringrevenue.html. DIYmarketingsuccess.com/recurringrevenue.html. Until next time, this has been Paul Evans, and as always, remember this, success is not an accident. Be blessed.